Welcome to Let's Talk in English. Thank you for joining us here in the LTE TV studio. My name is Katie, and I'm one of your teachers here on the show. Our topic today is still activities, and we have part two of our lesson, Let's Go Camping. Let's go camping. So, Peter, yesterday we talked about tents. Do you have trouble setting up tents?
Tents are pretty hard to set up. That's why I always bring a friend to help. Hi, everyone. My name is Peter, your other teacher here on the show.
Well, right now, it's time for us to look at today's Read It. And you can follow along with Peter right now.
Taylor, Susie, and Abby are camping. Taylor and Susie are having trouble. They can't set up the tent. So they follow the directions step by step. First, put the tent on the ground. Then set up the poles. Oh no! They can't find the poles. Can they find the matches for the fire? Did the girls see any wild animals? Yes, they saw a fox and a bear.
Our friends are camping, and yesterday we talked about some of the things that you bring with you. They are important things you don't want to forget.
Our friends remembered to bring a tent, but then you have to set it up, too. Sometimes this is not an easy thing to do.
Friends, have you ever slept in a tent? I don't sleep well in tents. The ground is hard, and my back always hurts when I wake up.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about these things today. Let's learn our keywords first with Christina.
今天 Abby, Susie 和 Taylor 要一起去露营。不过 Taylor 和 Susie 遇到了一个大问题。They are having trouble. Trouble 就是困难、麻烦的意思。原来他们不会搭帐篷。根据说明书上的步骤，搭帐篷的第一步就是要把帐篷铺在地上，地面或是土地就是 ground。They put the tent on the ground。搭好帐篷之后要生火，火或是引火的名词就是 fire。要有火柴才能生火。They need matches for the fire。在野地里露营可能会看到野生动物哦。形容词野生的就是 wild， 如果说 wild roses 就是野玫瑰了，而野生动物就是 a wild animal， 动物是 animal。 They see some wild animals， 结果他们真的看到了 wild animals， 包括狐狸 fox 和熊 bear。 They saw a fox and a bear。
Can you help me, Susie?
Sure, Taylor.
Do you know how to set up a tent?
Not really, but I can follow directions.
Okay. First, put the tent on the ground.
Okay.
Second, set up the poles.
Okay.I don't see any poles.
Oh no! Where are they?
Let's ask Abby.
Our friends are camping. And do you know the first thing to do when you arrive at the place you will camp? You need to set up your tent.
Why is that the first thing you should do?
Well, when you are camping, you're outdoors, and the weather can change very quickly. If it rains, you want some place to go so that you don't get wet.
You're right, Katie. Before we talk some more about this, let's go to Christina to learn about the verb set up.
结果他们不会搭帐篷，搭帐篷就是 set up the tent.动词片语 set up something 就是把某样东西竖起来或是立起来。帐篷的零件中，那几根杆子很重要，杆子就是 pole， 所以必须要把 杆子立起来就是 set up the poles。除了当竖起来的意思用之外， set up 还有一个常用的意思，就是把东西安置好。如果你要演讲，演讲之前要把电脑和装备设置好，你可以说 Let me set up my computer first， 或者是快吃饭了，妈妈请你去整理一下饭桌，把碗筷之类的东西都准备好摆好。她可能会说 Please set up the table for me。这些都是动词片语 set up 的用法。
Thank you, Christina. So this is something you do when you put something together. If it is a thing that has many parts, like poles, then you need to set it up before you can use that thing.
That's a good point, Katie. You said that you should set up your tent when it is light outside. Believe me, friends, it is not fun to set up a tent in the dark.
That doesn't sound fun, but Peter, it sounds like this has happened to you before.
Oh, yes. Sometimes it's dark and cold. There are many parts of the tent to put together. All these poles and the tent. You can't see when it's dark outside. If it's dark, then you have to use one hand with a flashlight, another with some poles. You're trying to set up the whole tent. It's not easy.
That sounds really hard. I'm bad at setting up tents. It would take a lot of time for me to set up a tent in the dark.
You're right. So it's a good thing that they are trying to do this fast. They can set up before it's dark.
Well, I hope they can do it. Let's learn more about their trip in this next conversation.
Hi! How was your camping trip?
It was really fun. I really enjoyed it. But...
What happened?
Susie and I had trouble with the tent.
You couldn't set it up?
Not at first, but Abby helped us.
And we got it set up.
So we had a place to sleep, but we forgot to bring matches for the fire.
So, you had an interesting trip.
We learned about tents in conversation A. They were trying to set a tent up. But when our friends got back from their camping trip, it sounds like it was not easy to set up.
That's right. Taylor says that they had trouble with the tent. That doesn't sound good. But let's learn some more about this sentence with Rebecca. Here she is.
If you want to say that someone had trouble doing something, you can use this grammar point. Noun, had trouble, verb, and noun. So you could say, Mom had trouble reading the newspaper. Or, Joe had trouble starting the car. Friends, don't be afraid to use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. When you have trouble with something, it means that it is difficult to do. Can you think of a way to use this, Katie?
Well, when you have trouble with a homework problem, that means that you don't understand some part of the problem. Or maybe it's hard to find the answer.
You can have trouble with a car. Maybe it won't start. Or you can have trouble with a friend. Maybe you are having a hard time agreeing on something.
So this is a phrase that we use a lot in English. Can you find a way to use it?
Trouble can just be a problem. And our friends had trouble starting a fire. They forgot matches. It's really hard to start a fire without matches.
Rob was right when he says that they had an interesting trip. They had a few things that went wrong, but I think they still had a lot of fun.
Yeah, camping is about having fun with your friends. Things may go wrong. You might have trouble with something, but you will have stories to laugh about later.
I think we both have stories like that. Friends, maybe you can have one you can share. Tell a friend about it during this short break. We'll be back again soon.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Thank you for joining us today. We have been talking about camping. This is always a fun thing to do in the summer when the weather is really nice.
You might have trouble with something during the trip, but when you go camping, it is part of the fun. You will have a story to tell later. Let's learn more about our friend's trip in this last conversation.
Susie, how was your camping trip?
It was great. I like camping.
Did you see any wild animals?
Yes, we saw a fox.
Oh, that is so cool.
We also saw a bear.
Really? Were you scared?
Yes, but it didn't come near us.
Oh, that's good.
Maybe you and Rob can come next time. You can chase the bears away.
Our friends Abby, Susie, and Taylor had a great camping trip. I think many things happened during the trip. They even saw some wild animals.
Whoa, wild animals are very special. We all know what animals are. Maybe you have a pet dog or cat at home. These are not wild animals.
Well, what about the animals at the zoo? There are lots of animals from all over the place in the zoo.
No, those animals are not wild either. Wild animals do not get food from people. They live on their own, and you can only see them in places where people don't live.
Wow, well, that is something for us to think about. Friends, have you ever seen a wild animal before? What kind of animal was it?
Roar!
Peter, what are you doing? What is that?
I'm a wild animal. Were you scared?
No, Peter, I wasn't scared. But that is today's calendar phrase.
Were you scared?
Were you scared?
你当时害怕吗?
I saw a big bear.
Were you scared?
No, the bear came closer.
Were you scared?
No, the bear made a loud noise. Rawr.
Were you scared?
No, the bear looked at me and ran away.
So the bear was scared.
That's right.
Were you scared?
Were you scared?
你当时害怕吗?
So you weren't scared? But I look scary, right? Wild animals can be scary.
I don't think that you are very scary, and I wasn't scared. How about we just go to Christina for a little bit right now?
Susie 说他们在露营的时候看到熊, Alex 问他会不会害怕, Were you scared? 形容词 scared 是感到害怕的意思, 另外有一个形容词是 scary, 可怕的, 我们常常会把这两个字弄混了, 首先我们看到 scared, 这个字的字尾加了ed, 表示它是过去分词做形容词用, 而过去分词常常有被动的意味, 所以当你被某样东西吓到而感到害怕的时候, 就要用 scared, 因为你是被吓到的, 比如, My sister is scared of snakes, 我妹妹怕蛇, 再来就是 scary 这个字, 它基本上就是形容某样东西很可怕, That's a scary movie, 或者你说, I don't like scary stories, 我不喜欢恐怖故事, 以上就是 scared 和 scary 的区别。
Well, friends, I didn't scare Katie. I thought I looked scary. Well, I will have to try better next time. Right now, though, it's time to review our keywords. So, say them with us.
Here's the first keyword. Trouble. Trouble. I had trouble finding your address.
Ground. Ground. Put the bag on the ground.
Fire. Fire. Be careful. The fire is hot.
Wild. Wild. Are wild foxes scary?
Animal. Animal. Dogs are cute animals.
Bear. Bear. Bears are very big animals.
Okay, everyone, those are all the keywords we learned together today. Keep practicing them. Right now, we'll continue the review and look back at all of today's conversations.
Can you help me, Susie?
Sure, Taylor.
Do you know how to set up a tent?
Not really, but I can follow directions.
Okay. First, put the tent on the ground.
Okay.
Second, set up the pole.
Okay. I don't see any poles.
Oh no! Where are they?
Let's ask Abby.
Hi! How was your camping trip?
It was really fun. I really enjoyed it. But...
What happened?
Susie and I had trouble with the tent.
You couldn't set it up?
Not at first, but Abby helped us.
And we got it set up.
So we had a place to sleep, but we forgot to bring matches for the fire.
So you had an interesting trip. Susie, how was your camping trip?
It was great. I like camping.
Did you see any wild animals?
Yes, we saw a fox.
Oh, that is so cool.
We also saw a bear.
Really? Were you scared?
Yes, but it didn't come near us.
Oh, that's good.
Maybe you and Rob can come next time. You can chase the bears away.
Camping was fun!
Yeah, but we had trouble too. Too bad we couldn't set up the tent.
Yeah, next time we should follow the directions.
We couldn't find the directions.
Yeah, we couldn't find the tent poles either.
And we couldn't find the matches.
But we still had fun, didn't we?
You're right, Ginger. We had a good time.
We had nice weather.
True.
And we saw wild animals.
That's true. We even saw a bear.
Yeah. Too bad he ate all our food.
Yeah. Bad bear.
Bad bear.
Hi everyone, I'm Jack and this is Jack's File. Right now, I'm building with Legos. I think almost everyone enjoys Legos, and you can build so many things with them. Right now, I'm building a car. This Lego set has everything I need. Give me a few minutes to finish it. children and adults around the world enjoy Legos. You can build almost anything with the colorful building blocks. You can build very simple buildings. You can build robots or spaceships that have several parts. You can build almost anything with Legos. You can build Star Wars scenes, superhero scenes, cars, and rockets. There are even special Legos for girls, so they can build things they enjoy, like houses with furniture and gardens. Lego sets also have little people in them. You can put the little people in the cars or buildings. How many Legos are there in the world? As of last year, around 560 billion Lego parts have been made. Wow, that's a lot of Legos. People like Lego so much that now there are Lego games, Lego amusement parks, and even a Lego movie. There are Lego stores that sell nothing but Legos. People, especially children and teens, can spend hours and hours building. What can you build with Legos?
There, I finished it. What do you think of my Lego car? I like Legos, but I don't build hard things. I can't follow the directions very well. But building this car was fun. Maybe I'll build another one, then I can have a race. So I'll say goodbye for now.
Friends, are you ready to go out and see some wild animals? Maybe you can plan a trip to go camping with a friend.
Let me tell you something. Tents can be a lot of trouble. So bring a friend who is good at setting them up.
Peter, you're only thinking about the tent? What about the wild animals like foxes? They would be fun to see. Or what about bears? Those are a little scary.
Bears might be scary, but they are actually more scared of us. Friends, do you think it would be scary to see a bear?
That's a great question to ask a friend to practice your English. And make sure that you come back every weekday for a new lesson. We'll see you tomorrow right here on
Let's Talk in English. Goodbye.